only. Today FM.
You bet if those lost me on the day that I died.
George Ezra's at Green Green Grass. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Bonjour, my friends. I'm Ray Foley. It's Tuesday, and I sound like death. The gang's all here, though, everybody. Hey! That's right. Ray's here, JP's there.
How you doing, Ocho?
I'm back in the building, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. The return of Orla Ormond.
Wow.
Hey!
Oh, my God, a hallelujah. That's so nice.
I forgot about what you look like. Like, who's the ginge? Who's the ginge?
This is a overly friendly girl who keeps talking.
Who's the skirt? Hell, I'm doing my usual thing of new, with when I meet new people. I'm like, hey, hello. Hi, nice. Did I say nice to meet you a few minutes ago?
You did, yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time as well. Every time I'm out in TV3, Warren goes, hey, you've met Emma before, haven't you? And I go, nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great to see you again.
Huh? Emma's been working there for 15 years. I've seen her every weekend. Hello, yes, nice to meet you. So you're Orla, right?
Orla, yeah, yeah.
And where were you? You were on the show before, were you?
Yeah, yeah. Now, a long time ago, about 3 weeks ago.
Three weeks is a... In this business, three weeks is a lifetime, yeah. And we never expected to see you again. We thought we would have been let go by the time you ended up coming back from your holidays. And did you go anywhere nice?
I did. I went to Toronto.
Toronto! Ooh! No recession around here. And that's in America, is it?
It's in Canada, a little bit up.
Northern America.
Yeah.
Upper America, as they call it.
Yeah, Upper America, exactly.
America North.
Yeah.
And how was it? How was your holiday?
It was great. Cool. It was very nice. It was very sunny.
Yeah.
I got to see lots of friends. And
Canadian friends.
Canadian friends, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then obviously I brought back presents for the two of you.
Oh.
Yay!
Right. She knows us so well. So what do we do? What do you do?
Do you want them now?
Do you get us the same present?
I obviously got you the same present.
So there'll be no fighting.
No fighting. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we guess what the present is? So from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a Canadian Toblerone?
I was going to say, is it a Toblerone? Because our default when someone goes on holiday is either Toblerone or Scotch.
Yeah.
So do they do Scotch in Canada?
Yeah, they would.
I think they do, yeah. It's neither of those things.
It's neither Toblerone nor Scotch. Is it mousse?
Yeah, I got you both a mousse.
A mousse.
Is it a box set of Northern Exposure, even though that was in Alaska, but sure, it's all the same.
Is it the Rockies are Canadian, aren't they? Not the Rockies, the Mounties.
But I didn't get you.
A Mountie. Did you get me a Mountie? No. Did you get me a Mountie hat?
Oh, I should have.
That would have been cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A Canadian flag?
No.
And something ice hockey related. Don't they do that up there?
They do, yeah.
One of the big jerseys.
No. I wasn't sure what team you supported.
Canadian bacon is a big thing, but I'm not sure you would have kept a hold of bacon fresh from Canada for the last few weeks and brought
cured.
It in today.
It's fine.
Okay. All right, okay.
Is it bacon?
No.
I like bring meat stuffs in through customs.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I give up.
Is it a lock of Justin Trudeau's hair?
It is, his chest hair in the
socks. A pair of socks, a pair of Justin Trudeau's socks. He's given them back to Ireland. Was it the other way around? Didn't Leo Varadkar give Trudeau a pair of socks?
Colourful socks, yeah.
And we get socks in return.
It's not.
Oh, come on, Phil, what'd you get us? What'd you get us?
I got you some maple syrup.
Oh, we should have guessed it!
Yeah. That was obvious.
Oh, that's not spirits at all.
It's coming in a nice glass bottle.
That's lovely. A maple. How many? Tell us the truth. You got these two for us, yeah?
Yeah.
How many of these did you end up buying in the airport on the way through for people you felt obligated to buy?
Three,
is that all?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah. I bought 25 Toblerones on the way back through Lanzarote. Do you guys want your presents? Because I also got you presents from Lanzarote.
I would love them. Do you have the? Do you actually? You don't. You're lying.
I actually did.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, so is it Lanzarote syrup?
Wait now.
Is it syrup from Lanzarote, Ray? Is it bacon? Do they do bacon there?
Is it a sun lounger from the pool?
Is it something inflatable?
Here we go.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes, both of you. Both of you, close your eyes.
They're closed.
And now I have a confession to make. I got you both the same thing as well.
Perfect. Oh, it sounds big.
Wait.
My eyes are still closed.
Closed. I'm going to place each of your items in front of you.
Right. Should I hold out my hand?
Yours is in front of you.
Okay. Right. Should I hold out my hand?
Okay.
Okay. Tell me what you're feeling. Tell me.
Okay. It's long.
Through the medium of audio and radio.
Right, so I would guess it's what you've put in my hand, Ray. It's long.
Yeah.
I'd say that's about 10 inches.
Uh-huh.
Significant girth, so it's quite wide.
He just can't have himself.
Quite firm.
It's mine one is rock hard.
Yeah, or like, how's yours?
It's
a funny shape.
It's a funny shape.
It is unusual, yeah. I will give it that. It doesn't appear to have it has an opening at one end.
And is it your first time feeling?
No, actually, it's strangely familiar. I've felt this shape before. I think you've put something like this in my hand before, Ray.
And is touching it just giving you a feeling of disappointment?
I'm quite excited.
He's got me the same thing again.
Can I open my eyes yet?
Absolutely, go for it.
I wonder if it's a Toblerone!
It's a Toblerone! Toblerones for everybody in the audience.
Thanks, buddy.
I thoroughly enjoyed all that Willy chat. Right, are we done?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it. We're all here anyway. You're on board as well on the roll call. 087 4 100 102. It's 5.
If you're getting down, baby, I want it now, baby. Come and get it on, baby.
And the gang's all back together, now, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to take a little time to refresh.
Five, and if you're getting down, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Let's do a roll call. Ray Foley's here, JP's there.
Ancha.
Orla Ormond.
Ancha.
The gang's all back together, back in the house. Oh, yay, Ray's back. I really missed him.
Sarcastic?
Why am I reading that sarcastically on your behalf, Orla? Thanks for the text, Orla. That's not you, Orla. Different Orla.
It was actually. I just texted across the room.
You texted in, did you? Rather.
Yeah.
It's the only way she can have her voice heard, by texting into the show. Oh, yay. Ray's back. I really missed him. From Orla.
Definitely not a genuine message, is it? It just doesn't look sincere.
Ray, you always sound awesome. The show is rocking of a Tuesday. Big hi to Orla and JP. Love the show.
Hey,
from Sharon. I'm reading all the text messages sarcastically.
You are indeed,
Jeff. Happy Tuesday, Ray and JP. Lewis here. Give us a shout out. I'm hearing Luke. All right, Lewis. Ray, I'm in today after sneakily bunking off to the Galway races yesterday. From Shawnee Mack in Clare. Shawnee, did you have a nice time? Galway races is this week, is it?
Good crack, supposed to be. I've never been, but they say it's wild.
I did it a few times. I spent some of my childhood in Galway, and then I would have friends in Galway we went to the races a few times in my teens. Good crack. It's not like it's in part about the races, and then the rest is just like Galway hopping for a week. It's great. Please wish the best partner and amazing daddy, Daniel Murray, from Sligo, a big happy birthday. Love always, Kate and Adam. Kiss, kiss. Again, there's no need for me to be reading that sarcastically. That's a lovely text. Please wish the best partner and amazing daddy, Daniel Murray from Sligo, a big happy birthday. Happy birthday,
Daniel.
Love always from Kate and Adam. See, that's me doing my job properly. Can you please wish our son, ma'am?
Our
son, ma'am. My mother is my son.
Wow. That's an interesting Jerry Springer episode.
That's a magazine cover,
isn't it?
That you see standing in the
chat magazine.
Chat.
Yeah.
Revealed. Well, that's the name of the magazine. Reveal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Reveal! Exclamation mark. My mam is my brother.
Also, my dog was swallowed by a cat.
Mother brother shocker. Sorry, of course, this is Cora and Killian. Your mam is not your brother. Your mam is your mam. Can you please wish our mam, Jo, a very happy birthday? She's the best. Love from Cora and Killian. Oh, really love the show. Hey, happy birthday, mam. Do you know what? Let me get the old happy birthdays on for mam, because she's the best, mam.
Apparently.
And I made a complete fudge of the shout out, given that it's her birthday. I mean, if she's the very best, she's going to demand and insist on a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joe. Joe O. Happy birthday to Joe.
I think we did brilliant there, guys. Give ourselves a round of applause. That was music. That's the way I can see it's good. You remind me of a young Elton John. Right, we're on 0874-100-102. Any more shout-outs? I'll try and do a better job of them through the broadcast this afternoon. Body Rockers, I like the way this is Today FM.
There's so many things I like about you.
Outcast and Hey Yeah, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Early good and afternoon.
Hello. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the skies are tumbling down.
Who's that? Is that Kathy Dennis?
Ooh, it sounds like it could be one of hers,
Belinda,
all right.
Carlisle?
No, it's not Carlisle. It's not your Carlisles. It could be your Dennis's.
Speaking of the earth moving, a new seismic station has been opened, activated, set up, developed in Ireland. A new seismic station for measuring like earthquakes and tectonic activity. 60 metres underground in Tipperary. They've installed it in Mitchelstown Cave.
I've been there.
Have you been there?
I've been there, yeah.
Was there an earthquake there when you were there?
No tremors when I was there.
Is there a risk of tremors then specifically in the Mitchelstown Cave area?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Ireland probably wouldn't be exposed to earthquakes or...
You're directing these questions at me, Ray. I'm not an expert when it comes to earthquakes.
Fair enough, yeah.
I'm not a seismologist.
And then why would earthquakes be occurring in this part of the world? Because we're not on a... Like, we're not on a tectonic activity area like we're...
Again, I feel like I'm not best placed to answer these questions. Ray, have you thought about ringing Dr. Martin Mulhoff, Director of Seismic Networks at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, maybe?
Do you know what?
Would that be a good idea?
That is a great idea.
Okay.
It's ringing. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that Dr. Martin Mulhoff?
Yeah, speaking.
Hello there, hello. Ray Foley here in Today FM. You're live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Ray, hello. Hey, hi. Thanks for calling.
No bother. Listen, thanks for taking our call. We're just reading about this new seismic station.
Oh, yes.
In Mitchelstown Cave. And I was just wondering, Mitchelstown Cave, of course, is like a tourist destination. My kids have been there. Tourists have come from all over the world to go and have a look around, and it's fascinating. It's very exciting. But why there? Is that a place of particular activity?
No, it's not seismically speaking. No, right. It's not. But it's important to have a good distribution all around Ireland of seismic stations. Right. So not only in the places where we have seismicity, which is mainly in Donegal and on the south coast near Wexford.
Okay, so this isn't our first one then. We have other ones as well.
Yeah. We had around six stations along the coast, east and west. And in 2018, we started collaborating with the Geological Survey. So we are the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, DIAS. And we are now doubling the number of stations. So basically, we're adding stations so that we can see smaller earthquakes and also that we can locate them better and understand them better.
And what is the significance of earthquakes? Because we've always been raised with the notion like we don't have to worry in Ireland about earthquakes or any of that kind of crack because we're so far away from any of that sort of thing. Like, it's not like we're in LA or anything. We're fine. We don't need to be concerned about that kind of thing. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's the case. Right. Fortunately, that's true. That's good news, isn't it? But it actually makes it for us to study the earthquakes actually quite tricky because they're so small, but they're there. So there are active fault zones in Ireland and around Ireland, and so you need a good system to understand these and to study them.
And why are they happening in Ireland then?
Well, everywhere, the continental plates, the big chunks of crust on the surface of our planet, The main activities, of course, are where plate boundaries meet, and we are far away from any. But there's also stress distribution inside the plates, you know, because they're moving around.
Okay.
So earthquakes exist everywhere, basically.
And there was one in Donegal. Like, was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was actually yesterday. So I knew you would ask. Yeah, there are not many earthquakes and so on. There was one yesterday morning, a very small one. And actually a week ago, there was one 200 kilometers north of the Donegal coast as well, a week ago. So wow. The one yesterday was just northeast of Letterkenny, under Loch Swilly. And yeah, it's an area which actually is quite known to be active. So sometimes you get felt earthquakes there.
Yeah, so would it have been significant enough for people to feel it?
No, yesterday it was only magnitude 1 or 0.9. There was one in 2017, very close to it, a bit closer to Milford. That was felt. We got phone calls there. That's 5 years ago.
Wow.
And then 3 years ago, on the other side of Donegal Bay and close to Donegal Town, there were, in April 2019, there were two quakes that were felt. Yep.
What was that film where there was a big earthquake in Los Angeles and half of, like, California broke off and fell into the sea? Is there a chance that Donegal might break off?
I don't think you hope anything.
Absolutely not. No, we're massive fans of the people of Donegal.
Fortunately, as you mentioned earlier, they're really very small and not dangerous. Right. Fortunately, there's no damage from
these. Right. Where are you from, Dr.
I'm originally from Cologne, Germany.
Oh, right. Okay. And how long are you with us?
Just a few years, yeah. 20 years or so. I came
20
to
years?
Yeah.
Well, that's more than a few.
Yeah, it's got well.
Well, we're glad to have you, sir. Listen, thanks for taking our call.
Okay, right, thanks.
Much obliged. All the best.
Okay,
bye. This is Dr. Martin Mulhoff, Director of Seismic Networks at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies. And he's keeping an eye on our earthquakes.
There you go.
So if you're experiencing any tremors, when did you go? They call them a wee tremor. Mm. So it's just a wee. Just a wee shake.
Right. With Supermax and the Plaza Group, always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
That's just a wee tremor.
Wild wee tremor there.
It's a wee tremor.
Right, stick around. Eiffel 60. Do I have time? Yeah, Eiffel 65 on the way. Play Kylie Minogue for you next. Eiffel 65 in blue. This is Today FM. We play the music here on Vatican Afternoon. It's Ray Foley on for your Tuesday. Feck earthquake. Oh, this is the man with the earthquakes. He's a doctor. He's our earthquake man.
Dr. Martin Mulhoff.
He's a German man.
A very nice guy.
He was a sweetheart, and he was filling us in on this new earthquake seismic activity sensor detector in Mitchellstown Cave that they've installed there.
I really wanted to ask him, just broad strokes, what are the chances of a catastrophic earthquake hitting the Earth? Well, it wouldn't hit the Earth because it'd be in the Earth.
Yeah.
But happening, that would wipe us all out. But I thought, not right for a Tuesday afternoon, is it?
No, not really.
A bit heavy like, for Tuesday.
Tell us about the apocalypse. Now here's Eiffel 65 in blue.
Just doesn't marry
you. Yo, listen up, here's the story. What did you say about Donegal? That's it. I'm coming down to teach you what's what. Don't you move. I'll be at your office in Today FM in 5, maybe 6 hours. Middle finger emoji from Frank. Frank, no, I was just asking the question if it was a possibility because he was saying there's a lot of seismic activity in Donegal. That's all. I wasn't saying that I wanted it to happen, but I was merely showing my concern, Frank. Feck earthquakes. Please ask him to say, get to the chopper. Get to the chopper. Thanks from Owen in Leash. No earthquakes to report here today. And that's worth doing a little bit of kind of a keep an eye out for the earthquakes. Can you feel a tremor in your butt? Here, was that Dermot doing a voice, lads, from Jerry? Dermot Whelan like doing a voice? No, a number of people suggesting that it was a fake seismic activity doctor. No, he's a real doctor, Dr. Mulhoff.
He had all the info at his fingertips.
Dr. Mulhoff.
It'll be a deep fake if it was.
I liked the cut of that Martin's jib, but I smell a fake Ray from Aaron and Cork. No, he's just foreign. Coming over here with his seismic activity.
Knowing stuff.
with his degrees and his pieces of paper. Who's that? That's Gareth over there, right, Gareth?
Hey, Ray. Hey. Just on earthquakes.
Yeah.
I was in New Zealand in 2010. When the big earthquake hit there.
Oh my God, it's in Christchurch.
And it's not fun.
No.
But you know that the New Zealand people from the Irish people.
Why?
All the Irish ran into the middle of the field. All the New Zealand people stayed looking what we were at. Scary stuff, right?
I'd say it is.
Love the show.
Hey.
Gareth here. Bye.
Cheers, brother. And Ken is over there as well. Okay, cheers, Ken.
Hello, Ray. Just after listening to your guest there, Mr. Mulhoff. Very interesting man.
He is.
Just a quick question. I wonder, was Shake and Stevens living in an earthquake-prone area?
Maybe.
And that's where he got his name from.
And the rest?
Just a thought. Thanks. Love the show, guys.
Hey. And the rest, as they say, is history. Ray Foley. Trying to find out the version of Crazy in Love that I used to play years ago. Today FM, by the way, playing the music you love. Jay-Z and Beyonce there. And Crazy in Love. Did I say Crazy in Love?
You did, yeah.
There was a swing remix of Crazy in Love that I used to play years ago. Do you remember that?
All right.
Crazy in Love, swing mix.
With Beyonce. Bianc on the vocals. Is she still on the vocals? Or is there somebody else?
Swing mix. Oh, I don't have it. Oh, I'm terrible. Please hold.
You've sold us a pup there,
Ray. Said, you know what? That was an absolute joke, that was. I was bringing it up and I wanted to come find it. Let's get him on there a little bit. This is it. This is so good.
It bounces.
Swing Republic and Crazy in Love. And lads, it is so good.
I look and stare so deep in your eyes, touching you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling on my pride, is it one to blame? Cause I still don't understand just how your love can do it, no else can. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now.
I've got a swing remix as well of Pump Up the Jam. I love an old remix. Like something like a song done in a completely different style, genre, context. Hang on a second, let me go and find the Pump Up the Jam remix.
That's a fat bass line.
Isn't it good?
That's
Pump Up the Jam. Could we do something like that at Electric Picnic? They're asking us, what are we doing at Electric Picnic? Or is that even going to be there at Electric Picnic with what's the big violin, the upside down?
Double bass.
The double bass. Yeah, is there someone going to be Electric Picnic with one of them?
Right, you want to borrow a double bass at Electric Picnic
to do a
swing remix of mid-2000s pop classics.
It's perfect.
Okay.
that could be our thing.
It's a work on, Ray. It's a work on. We'll work on it. Yeah.
Declan Pierce is like playing all the biggest and best songs with the old drums. We just get a lad with a boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
It's perfect. This is... Is it
Technotronic, Pump Up the Jam?
No, but this is a remix of it, which is, I think... Please hold. It's loading very slowly. Oh, this is it. This is Swing Rowers. Or Swing Growers. Swing Rowers.
Make my day.
This is so good as well. So we've got two songs anyway we can do. Get a lad with an upside down big fiddle.
Technotronic, 1989. Pump up the jam.
Ready?
Pump up the jam. Pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at. You'll find out if you do that.
Ooh, I want a place to stay.
I bet someone, you're going to tell me that someone at Electric Picnic is already doing something like this, are they?
Make my day.
Somebody has texted, says, Dirty Circus at EP will have some banging electro swing.
There you go. Electro swing, is that what it's called?
That's what they're calling it, yeah.
I think I'm an electro swing fan. Does that make me an electro swinger then?
Pump up the jam.
This is this guy.
Why our feet are stomping. And the jam is
doesn't he sound amazing?
Yeah, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor.
I just love his kind of dirty tone of it. Anyway, right, we'll keep an eye on that. Get in a man with a Why am I saying upside down? It's not upside down.
Double bass.
An upside down double bass.
Upright.
An up. It's yeah. Why would you play it upside down?
I don't know.
I suppose if you were playing it, if it was upside down, you'd need to be upside down yourself. That's just a crazy idea. Hey guys, what do you want to do for Electric Picnic? Right, we're going to be upside down, right?
We're going to need harness.
No, bear with us. We're going to have a big fiddle upside down. Blair, girls and boys, this is Today FM. Streets like a jungle. Lato, Mariah Carey, DJ Khaled. This the remix. That is indeed the. Well, it was the remix. Now it's over. Today FM, we play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I was playing my swing remixes. My electro swing, is that what it is?
Electro swing, yeah.
Electro swing. It's kind of like a swing with a beat.
Mm.
And I was playing various cover versions, swing cover versions. There was the pump of the. Your man, is he French or something? Or was he? Let me go back a little bit. Where is he? Oh, you're killing me. That guy there, he sounds fantastic. The Pump Up the Jam, the swing Rowers remix. Here he comes. Have a listen. Pump up the jam, pump it up.
Pump up the jam, pump it up. Why I feel I stomp it. And the jam is pumping. Look at here, the crowd is jumping.
He's very chilled out, that guy. He's the right side of sounding bored.
There's a few different fellas that do the rap bit on that song, and he only gets the one go, but he's the best of them. He's great. Let's Pump Up the Jam, originally by Pump Up the Jam.
It was Technotronic, wasn't it?
Technotronic, yeah. And then was this one. Crazy right now. Swing Republic. I love that, you see. Kind of dancey, swingy remixes, cover versions. Saying, would that be a great idea for Electric Picnic? Of course they're already doing it. If you like that Swing Republic, you need to look up Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. Love it, from Laura. Sky, who is he? Is it DJ or something? Scott Bradley?
I've heard of Postmodern Jukebox, all right.
Okay.
I think he's the band leader or something.
Okay.
Ray, check out Postmodern Jukebox from Jason Coughlin. That's not my Jason Coughlin, is it? That's not you, Jay, is it? If you like swing music and jazz, Snakeskin Boots is a great song from Ryan. See, here's the thing now, right? I only like the songs if I know the songs already. Mm. I don't want an original electro.
Oh, God, no.
I don't want a song that I have to learn. I need to know the words of it already.
Keep it as mainstream as possible, people.
It needs to be a cover of a popular song for Ray to understand. Just keep it in a very simple language that he understands. Because we all know he's musically stupid. Well, he's stupid full stop. And Ray, treble and bass from Limerick will help you out. I'm Not Them, by the way, from Brian. Treble and bass.
I looked them up right there. They do weddings. They're sort of a swing outfit who do popular songs in a swing style-y.
That'd be great. Isn't that good? Will you do that for your wedding next year? Jesus. Are you getting married next year or the year after? Will you get married?
Do you know, it's upcoming, Ray.
It's on
the way.
It's in the air.
The social calendar will be organised and you'll be the first to know.
Have you put in a planning application with Dublin City Council?
For the massive fireworks display at the Liffey.
Yeah. At the local neighbourhood. What do they call them? The Neighbourhood Association?
Yeah.
They're putting an objection around Crow Park. Hey, guys.
What?
Ice cream chat. Oh, here lovely. It comes. Here at Today FM, we love summer. Festivals, family trips to the beach, or long evenings out the back with mates. And the perfect accompaniment is ice cream. We've teamed up with HB for the We Love Summer Tour to help celebrate those happy moments. We could be dropping out to you with our ice cream van full of all your favourites. Iceburger, Cornetto, Twister and loads more. On a sunny afternoon, sitting out the back garden with your best pals, listening to DFM blasting, and you're thinking to yourself, you know what this needs? A Twister. And not the board game, the ice cream. Get us out to your office, your sports club or your street party with all the neighbours invited. If you want to get in to win, head to todayfm.com/summer. todayfm.com/summer. Fill it all out there. Tell us why we should get our ice cream van out to you. We could be looking after you at HB right here at Today FM. When the summer deals, no place I'd rather be. Clean Bandit and Rather Be. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland. Good afternoon to you. My name is Ray Foley. JP's here as well.
Hi, how you doing?
And there's Orla Ormond.
Good afternoon.
Well. Yeah, we're all here. Just about Shane on show. Ray, you might sound like death warmed up, but I feel like death warmed up. Do I still sound like death warmed up?
You're kind of sounding a bit groggy, yeah.
Yeah, I sound croaky today. I'm burning the candle at both ends, guys. I'm double jobbing at the moment. I was up doing yesterday morning at Ireland AM and then did the radio show. By the way, not real work. Not, you know, in both cases, you can't call it real work.
Are you still wearing your makeup and trying to figure out, or do you wipe it off afterwards?
I'm still wearing it now, actually.
Oh, it's very subtle.
It's only just occurred to me that Well, I went to bed for 20 minutes after. So this morning I went to bed for 20 minutes.
There's a brown imprint of your face on your pillow.
It's probably one side of my face. so I'm doing it Ireland AM. Anyway, I feel like death warmed up. Bloody Galway and their arts festival, all Ireland and their races, very delicate. Please, no loud noises and sudden movements today. Great to hear the gang back together. Love the show.
Hey.
Cheers, Shane. Good to have you, brother. Yeah, I'm filling in for 2 weeks. I'm filling in.
That's a good stretch.
For Tommy Bowe on Ireland AM. Tommy Bowe, of course, is gorgeous. Here's something I've thought about. It's inevitable that I will think about it because I'm dreadfully out of shape, particularly since coming back from holidays. I'm in even worse shape now because I've been on holidays. You know the way he's an ex-rugby player, Tommy Bowe, yeah?
I'm familiar, yeah.
And he's gorgeous, right?
I'm familiar, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that puts me in a very difficult position as someone who is not gorgeous or an ex-rugby player, right? And then I'm the person filling in for him on the telly.
You be you, Ray, you be you.
You be you and just own it. Right. How does he stay so gorgeous?
Well, the thing about Tommy Bowe is he was born gorgeous.
He was born, yeah.
That he was born gorgeous.
So there's genetics anyway,
he's
right?
He's got that working for him.
But then you find, even with like pundits on the telly, not rugby as such, but like any sports pundits that were previously sports people, they manage to maintain their good looks and their physique and looking good and gorgeous. So is it the case that it was your job... So it's Tommy Bowe's job to work out and, you know, whatever it is rugby guys do. I've no concept.
They rugby. I think the verb is they rugby. They rugby. They rugby.
After all those years rugging. Is that he just continues to rug once he's finished on his rugging career.
These are just driven athletes, Ray. Yeah. They're high achievers. They want to stay in shape. They like the idea of being fit, healthy and strong.
Right.
And well, that's just who he is to the core.
Well, I've got a comeback then on that.
Great.
When we lost our jobs about 5 years ago.
Right, yeah.
And I was forced to not work for 6 months. Mm-hmm. I had spent my career every day doing the same thing. So let's say Tommy Bowe, every day doing the same thing, doing rugging, right?
Rugging, yeah.
Rugging and being gorgeous as a result. I had spent my entire career on the radio and playing hit songs and coming up with funny bits, right? For the 6 months that I was prohibited, legally prohibited from working, I had no inclination whatsoever.
Yeah.
To do any of that. So wouldn't you think that like when your sporting career stops, you can just stop then? No?
Right. We need to get Tommy Bowe on the line and sort this out.
Talk to Tommy about this. Yeah, really. Tommy, you're so gorgeous.
Ray Foley.
Just cut it out. Gavin James is called Novocaine. It's our all-Irish track of the week on Today FM this week. And it's great. His new album's called The Sweetest Part. You can get it where you get your music. Text and WhatsApp 0874-100-102. Lads, great song by Gavin James. It sounds a bit like that U2 song that The Edge sings or talks. God, What's It Called from Big Ron. What is it called?
That is Numb.
And does it involve the same kind of talky bit?
It does. It's a bit slower.
It sounds nothing like it.
Don't move, don't talk at a time, don't think,
don't worry.
If you sped it up.
Just a bit faster than this. Well played, Big Ron. Yeah, it's called Numb. I was thinking the talky bit on it. The I think it sounds like Savage Garden.
Oh, yeah, there's a talky bit in one of those songs, is there?
Darren, what's his face?
Darren Hayes.
Darren Hayes from Savage... What was the song, the Savage Garden song?
Oh, God.
I've got you now. I've got you now. And you thought you were being all smart and funny.
Ray
Foley. I've got you now, haven't I? MNEK and Jax Jones. Where did you go? This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. JP's there.
Hi.
And Orla Ormond is there.
Hi.
We were talking about the Novocaine song by young Gavin James. This is his new song.
Yeah, it's kind of a break from his normal style of performing, isn't it?
I was in the middle of doing a DJ.
Oh, sorry. I thought there was like a gap in your sentence.
I panicked,
Ray. I jumped right in both feet.
DJ. Oh, come on now. Tell us yours.
No, I've said my bit now.
Do your Gavin James.
You're the main guy, Ray. You should do the longer bits.
No, come on. Where are you going now?
Ray does the longer bits. I do the shorter bits. He won't, you know. He swung him. He can't resist it.
Pure thick now. He's been pure thick.
Gavin James, we were talking about a thing in the...
Do you remember when we met Gavin James's dad, actually? Do you remember that?
Where did we meet him?
Gavin James's dad, I think he's retired now, but Gavin James, his dad was a postman.
Yes. James,
here.
His name.
Well,
James.
Area.
Yeah, James.
Now, Gavin James' last name is not James.
Oh, what? It's not. No, it's like Pepper Potts or something.
Wigglesworth.
Yeah.
Brilliant name.
But his dad was a postman with a route in Dublin. And we were doing a show from somewhere on Grafton Street. Was it with Denny or... It was like a pop-up shop or something. Okay. We were broadcasting. The postman is going past with the post. Comes in the door. We were on breakfast. He comes in the door with the post. And he says, I just heard you playing my son on the radio. We're like, what? Get out of here. Who are you? Get security. And he said, as the security were pulling him away, dragging him out of the building, and letters spilling everywhere and Amazon parcels all over the floor. He was like, I'm Gavin James's dad. We're like, okay, old man, on your way.
It's just the open door policy we operate, you know. Very welcoming.
Very well. Very approachable. No, he was a sweet... The truth is, we were doing the show from Grafton Street. He came in and had a chat and he was a sweetheart of a man. We didn't have him kicked out.
That's the thing about Gavin James's dad, he always delivers.
Oh, God. Well, he doesn't, he's retired, so.
Yeah, sorry. You do the longer bits, I do the shorter bits.
Gavin James, Novocaine is our all-Irish song of the week.
Anytime I try to explain the way you're making me feel, the words inside of my brain turn into nothing at all. Maybe a little bit strange, but you don't see me complain. Gotta admit that I need this, I want this. It can be something to crave.
Talky bits, and I was saying, could it have been Savage Garden?
It could have been Savage Garden.
What was the text there?
Brian says, it's called I Want You, Les. So the song is I Want You, Savage Garden.
I've got I Want You. I've got I Want You 98, which I'm just dying to hear the remix, the upgraded version of I Want You. Here, have a listen. Oh, yes! Same vibes.
Yeah.
Isn't that something else? Gavin's going to hate us for doing this. Sorry, man. He's going to send his dad over to deliver a punch to each of our heads.
Come stand a little bit closer, breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you.
Talk of memories. Well, remember, thanks for the texts. Right, turn up your volume. This is a great song. The One It Eyes, the You and Me song on Today FM.
Always when we fight.
All this late night talking.
Harry Styles, late night talking on Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Harry Styles nominated for a Mercury Music Prize.
Well done, little Harry. Well done. That means he's in the running to win a serious kind of music prize. That's kind of credible.
And what's Ivor Novello then?
That's even more credible again. That's usually just for the song writing.
Right.
Of a song rather than an album.
Usually,
but not always.
And has he been up for a Ballon d'Or before as well?
I believe he's up for one of those Antoshka awards as well.
Has he?
I believe so, right. Yeah, he's in the running. A Goshka award.
Well done, Harry.
Well done, Harry.
August Dish. Harry Styles. I was hearing little bits of Dua Lipa on it as well.
Oh, yeah?
Towards the end when you did into the... Listen, we've just done it with Gavin James's song, and now I'm doing it with this one as well. Does that get my... What's going on with that? He's having great crack in the video. This one. You're my delight, starlight, delight. Levitating? No, are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you with me?
It's the rhythm, isn't it?
Yeah. And isn't that the one that she was being accused of plagiarism, or she was accused of copying somebody else?
Everyone's copying everyone else.
They're all copying everyone else. It all goes back to Savage Garden, though. They're the root of all great music.
Are they, yeah?
The root of all great pop songs. Text and WhatsApp 0874 100102. Choose your own reel this afternoon. Feels like a Friday. Love the show.
Hey!
From Liam Murphy in Nina in County Tipperary. Rain JP. Wish my mam, who is the best mam ever, a very happy birthday today. Even though it's her birthday, she still has to work. Oh, that's crappy. Love the show today. Hey. Great tunes. From Cullum, Connor and Clodagh. Guys, give a shout out to all the Rays or the Rias and the Moynihans on their holidays in Skibbereen. Hello to the Rays or the Rias and the Moynihans on your holidays in Skib. Guys, give a shout out to John, Ella, Millie and Jack. We're on the way to the Cliffs of Moher. Love the show. Hey, from Sonia, thanks. And I've been having such a bad day, but you guys just made me lol. Thanks. From Martina. Martina, could you tell us what it was that made you lol, actually? Because that's like, we should write it down. Mm. I mean, we only get one or two
when
of those.
Was that?
One or two of those a year. Madonna, Today FM. Madonna and Hung Up on Today FM. Playing the music you love. Hello? Hello? Madonna, hello? Hello?
She just walked away from you very slowly while singing.
Hello, 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 Madonna, hello, hello.
I think she's gone, Ray.
She hung up. hello?
Was it worth it? You decide.
Hello? Guys, what a great show. What a broadcast.
When? Where? German and David this morning. It was a good show, actually. Yeah, it was.
Weekday mornings from 9. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. I swear to God, we didn't get to do... we didn't get to do Tommy Bo Peep. Mm. Where adorable Tommy Bo comes in and plays a game of Bo Peep with us. What's a game of Bo Peep?
Is it a lullaby or is it a game? I was told it was a game. The internet told me Bo Peep was a game.
We didn't get to do Savage Gordon. Where one of Tommy Bo's former rugby teammates, Gordon Darcy, comes in and does a set of Savage Garden covers.
Savage Gordon.
In Savage Gordon. And we didn't get to do Savage Larden. Savage Larden, where Savage Garden frontman Larden, like bacon Lardons.
Like bacon Lardons, yeah.
Lardons. Savage Gardon. Savage Lardon. Darren Hayes says he loves bacon. Oh, well, there you go. Back on air tomorrow from 2 p.m. Matt's next, thank God.
Ray Foley.
Have a lovely evening. With-